Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Virals. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Virals steals second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is hit by the pitch. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Virals moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The runners advance on the error. Allison moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allison tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Sims and he is out, Salmon applying the tag. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Verals reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mincher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell juggles the ball. That's an error on Boswell. Colavito moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to third for the out. Whitfield moves to second. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims is hit by the pitch. Whitfield moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Whitfield scores. Salmon scores. Sims moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen is hit by the pitch. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing left field. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.